You're listening to R&IB Connect Radio. We're at the Mitchell Library in Glasgow for the next instalment of the Braille and Beyond Library Tour. Can you introduce yourself for us, please?
I am Robert Saggers. I am the Heritage Services Manager for R&IB based in London.
So you've got a pretty cool display set up. Give us a flavour as to some of the things that are on your table.
Well, we've got a smattering of different Braille historical related artefacts and documents. We've got various sources of raised type in different forms. We've got Gaul type from 1837. We've got Moon from the 1890s. And obviously we have Braille itself. And along with that, we have various different paraphernalia and Braille machines, including Perkins machines, Matrix Braillers, and original machines from the 1890s and early 1900s, such as a Hammond typewriter, and ones involved in what was called the War of the Dots in the 1890s between America and Britain, when everyone was trying to decide what form of race type that everyone should use.
What would you say out of everything that's on that table is the most unique piece that's up there?
Well, in terms of non-Braille materials, I mean, our founding document from 1868, of the actual launch of the organisation that has now become the R&IB, in Thomas Rhode Armitage's own writing and signed by him, and he was still capable of doing so, setting up the forefathers of the organisation, so to speak, which is obviously completely unique. There are various different other items. We also have the original Braille writing slate that Thomas Armitage himself used, that was bequeathed to us by his daughter Alice after his death, unfortunately, in 1890.
And my final question for you just now is, as we celebrate 200 years of Braille, what can we learn from the 200 years of history that's gone before us?
Well, one of the key things about it is that R&IB was very much involved in the promotion of Braille right from the start. It was founded very much on the premise of trying to decide the best raised format for blind and partially sighted people to use. And Armitage and his colleagues spent several years deciding this and then settled on Braille and then pushed it to such an extent that we actually managed to make it the accepted form to be certainly used in the English language and wider than that. And in fact, it even reflected back into France itself, who hadn't really decided themselves until a long time, sadly, after Louis Braille had passed. In terms of the bicentenary, R&IB can hold its head high in that sense, that we were there at the start of really promoting it as such a revolutionary system.
Great stuff. Well, thank you so much for joining us here on R&IB Connect Radio.
You're very welcome.